Incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Beautiful day in the panhandle here in Florida, even though we have a total shit sculpture of a governor.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, I think that's a compliment for him.
You think so? I didn't say it was a good sculpture.
No, that someone would do art. And make him the subject.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine.
Join us on the Twitter. Speaking of shit shows and shit sculptures, we're still hanging on the Twitter, but it's a good way to communicate with us.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one fucking second. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just Yay. Helps us out. We have an extra... What is he, about 80, 90 pounds?
Yeah, I think that's an 80-pound dog. Shadow. 85 pounds.
Big giant right. lab mix.
Yes.
A little bit of pit bull in there, I think.
Right.
But he's such a good boy.
He's a big old dog.
Ryan's brother's dog is here.
Boy,
so they both just got some. They both just got some treats, and maybe yeah. Shelby will be distracted for right. a couple of hours. Let's see what's going on this Tuesday. There is a shit ton. Yay. First of all, Dominion. Boo.
Yeah, I mean, boo, what the fuck?
Boo, boo.
God, I'm going to get my drink real quick. I'm sorry.
And I'll bet these motherfuckers, I'm hoping there's not one of these, well, Fox accepts no responsibility clauses or any fucking bullshit like that. I want part of that settlement to be that Fox News has to, every one of those cum stains has to apologize on air. I want to hear Maria Bartiromo. I'm sorry, I was fucking wrong.
Is that what would happen, you think?
I want to hear Tucker. I want to hear, who else were they suing?
Expanity.
Yeah.
Is Hannity covered in that, included? Tucker Carlson is not going to fucking apologize. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Sure enough, Fox pays up last sec settlement to Dodge Dominion trial. Breaking news. Oh. Well, I didn't see the number they settled for.
Is that a lot?
$787 million is a lot of money.
This is about to go up on our Facebook, and I said, "Is that a lot of money for an old rich Nazi?"
I had not seen the number. That's pretty significant.
You think that's not? That's only 787 million. It's not even a billion.
Dominion had sued for 1.6.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What are you doing?
I mean, why didn't they just? I mean, is that a lot of money?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, that's like five Elons.
I'm trying to think the biggest contract in baseball that I was.
Delaware Supreme Court thanked the jury of 12 people who were sworn in earlier in the day. The court was about to reconvene from lunch when a delay allowed lawyers from both sides to work out a deal. Now, I wonder.
You know, Giancarlo Stanton, I really think his deal is worth just north of $300 million. So I'm not that impressed with this. This is like having two heart of the order Yankee players. That's all this is. Two contracts.
Here's a statement from Fox.
We are pleased to have reached a settlement of our dispute with Dominion Voting Systems. We acknowledge the court's rulings find certain claims about Dominion to be false. This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment
to the highest journalistic standards. We are hopeful that our decision to resolve this dispute with Dominion amicably, instead of the acrimony of a divisive trial, or divisive, allows the country to move forward from these issues.
Go put Trump's fat Nazi cock in your fucking nostril, you fuck.
That second sentence, though.
What was
we acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. In other words, we know that Dominion didn't steal the election.
Right. In legalese. In legalese. I guess that's something. 787.
Yeah, that's
787.
Pretty... Well, here's the thing. Does Rudy have $787 million?
It's Fox.
Rudy's getting sued separately by them.
I don't know what Rudy has.
Sidney Powell's getting sued by them.
Yeah. I think Rudy has probably drank and, no pun intended, farted a lot of that money out of,
Yeah.
It's now his fortunes are mainly in a gaseous state.
Kind of a plasma.
Is that a state of matter that nobody talks about?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not, though, because we only have liquid.
Solid, liquid, gas.
Yes, exactly.
And plasma.
No, plasma is not one. No, it's not. That's a stupid one. That was like Pluto was a planet for a while, then we thought about it. No one wants to live there. Fuck that. It's not a planet. It's a shithole.
Right, and it's still not considered.
It's not a planet, though. Pluto, right? It got downgraded.
Correct.
Sad.
Over the Drudge Report, I'm sure the headline will probably be the same about Dominion. Yep, Fox settles 787 million apologies.
If that's their only statement they make, that is some weak ass bullshit. No one, I mean, you know what, man? If someone like you was there to read it to the maggots and explain to them what it meant, that would be one thing, but that doesn't exist. They won't understand that, and they won't care. It doesn't. It's bullshit. That's legalese. Who cares? You're right. Maria Bartiromo has to apologize and all those people.
Shelby.
Hey, Shelby. I have a question. How long did she last?
Go play with your guest. Go
play
he's
with your not
friend.
Barking. I have a question. Do you think, do you think the apology will matter if the hosts don't apologize?
No, we need them to apologize.
Do you think?
Apologize.
Right.
Fish Called Wanda.
Right. That's a good movie.
The
there was never a musical of that.
Oh, TBD, I would bet. That would be a great musical.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
Be fun.
That would be good. That's another one that guy, that transphobic guy is in. It's like, well.
John Cleese, are you talking about?
Sorry, John.
One of my comedy heroes.
You
makes
canceled.
Me sad.
It's okay. I mean, listen, there's other people that are just as funny as John Cleese that will recognize that life isn't binary. I mean,
frequently at the top spot of the best sitcom ever.
Oh yeah, Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers,
right?
All like what 11, 13 episodes? That's all there is. I mean,
well, just switch to.
See, they don't fuck around over there.
Keeping up appearances is better, and we all know it.
There's a shit ton of those. They cranked out that one.
They really did, man.
That's it. That's the headlines. Those are the headlines. Is Dominion settled? Now let's see. Let's see if they settle with any of these other assholes.
Why did they? But here's why I think they settled at Fox, because Fox had pictures of someone doing fucked up shit on the board at Dominion, and they were like, "Listen, we can settle this and take it to trial, and I can release it."
No, I think Fox. This is one of those where it wasn't a slam dunk for Dominion because they had to prove that all the statements were false, which they successfully did and were allowed to say that in court.
Right.
Second, they had to prove intent, malicious intent.
Yes.
That they were intentionally
right.
defaming Dominion.
You know, I saw, did you see, I saw the pictures of these lawyers, both these teams of lawyers walking into court, and it's really like, I think there were 20 on each side. It was so many people. Dude, there was, it was crazy looking.
Yeah. they're spending tens of millions of dollars.
What do these people all fucking do? All of you together. What do they do, do you think? Do they all bill out?
They bill out lots of money.
Oh, man.
When I worked at, we've said it before, KPMG, the group I worked for, they were mostly lawyers.
Right.
And they were in the state tax reduction section. But, I mean, I swear the partner in charge used to always be like, you know, we're going to lunch today and put it to GE's account, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or at the end of each week, he would say, I don't know, give me 2 hours on GE. Those are his billing hours.
Yes.
That he worked.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Jeez. GE is in General Electric.
General Electric was their biggest client.
Man, I tell you, that's a good client.
I had lunch with the CFO and them. It was kind of interesting. Yeah. We were at
Jesus Christ.
Morton's Steakhouse or something like that for
that
lunch?
Hanging out with the CFO of where?
GE.
Man, that seems like one of those things. It's like all of a sudden you're in a private plane to some weird island.
It's kind of a dick, but I mean, you know, I was just the lowly tag along.
Well, is it Christian to be nicer?
It wasn't
to be nice
like
to
me and him. It was, there were several of us at the table. Yeah.
Is it Christian for superiors to be nicer to their hires at work? The people that work for them, their employees. Is that a Christian thing?
Christian?
Yeah, to be nice to your employees. To be a nice boss. Is that Jesus-like or is that boring?
I would assume, don't be a dick kind of thing.
Is that nothing in the Bible that says you can't beat your workers or you can't allow them to unionize or you can't, you know,
well,
want to pay
it does say
living wage.
That you can beat your slaves as long as you don't kill them.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
In the Bible?
Yes.
How nice. What the fuck, guys? What about that? Does that bother anyone? How do you account for that shit? That makes it can't, you gotta cancel it. Sorry, Jesus. Hi, Jesus. I'm just a dumb fuck living here on earth, but we gotta cancel you. I'm so sorry. I don't care about all that crucifixion shit. You're done. You ain't slaves.
You're real, yeah.
It's in the Bible.
Let me see.
Jeez. Why would you can beat your slaves, but you just can't kill them. Then why can't you do that with anyone? I guess slaves are separate but equal in the Bible. Right? Are they even that?
Well, no, they're slaves. I mean,
even in the Bible.
I think you could sell yourself into slavery, like to pay off debts and stuff like that.
I thought Jesus would be like, you know what? We can't have slavery because it's just not very Christian, is it, guys? That's not very Christian, so we can't have slaves. I'm so sorry. I can't believe Jesus would be like, okay, we're going to compromise on this. You can keep your slaves and you can beat them, but you can't kill them. Like, okay. Can we rape them, Jesus? Of course! Great. What else is in that? What else is in that fucking book? Jeez.
A whole lot of stuff. You saw that we did the story about the, I saw another version of it recently, the law, I think it's Utah. And one of these Jesus-y guys is very upset because you can ban, parents can ban whatever books they want from the local public schools.
Yes.
All they gotta do is, you know, send in a complaint and we'll rip that evil book right out of there. Well, one parent asked the Bible.
Oh, yes.
And
he
lost his mind.
Well, listen, man. I ain't gonna let some drag queen read To Kill a Mockingbird to my child bride. I don't want to let my child bride read any of them books that are banned.
Where is this? And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. He hath given him flocks and herds. Ooh. And silvers and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels. Wow. And asses. Oh, lots of ass.
Wait a second. Why are they equating the manservants and the maids with the animals?
Because they were slaves.
Employees and slaves. Yeah. Did they have a minimum wage back then at all? Was there a minimum wage or any kind of unionization back in the day? Is there any evidence of organized labor in the Bible?
But your uncircumcised slaves could not eat Passover meal.
Shut the fuck up. That's not in there.
Exodus 12:44. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then he shall eat thereof.
What the fuck? What verse is that?
Exodus 12:44.
Listen, I can let you have some of this food, but I gotta saw the tip of your dick off first. Do you mind? We're gonna have to circumcise you motherfuckers. Anybody wants to eat needs to get a circumcision. That's all. Why would you put that one in there? Is that ever a problem for people? Look at all these slaves I have. They need to be circumcised. What food can't they eat if they're not circumcised?
Exodus 21.
Jesus.
If a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his hand, he shall be severely, surely punished. Notwithstanding, if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his money. In other words, as long as the slave lives just a couple more days, doesn't even have to be.
They say the slave could die.
As long as he continues a day or two.
What the shit? How do you come up with this in the Bible? Like, why is it a day or two? Why? Why is anyone?
These are fucking goat herders. Who knows?
Wait a sec. I like goats.
Goat herders in 2000 BC. No. 4000 BC.
Are they woke yet or not? Are these people not woke?
I don't think so.
See, Republicans, these people aren't woke, and this is what it was like. You know? God.
If you...
What the fuck is wrong with this
If you fuck...
Yes!
someone's... some slave's wife...
Okay. Yes.
She gets scourged.
Oh, okay. Scourged. What does that even mean?
Like, whipped.
Oh, okay. That's...
Leviticus 19:20. And whosoever lieth carnally with a woman that is a bondmaid... betrothed to an husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death, because she was not free. So, we won't put her to death, because she didn't decide to get fucked by
right.
you. But, and we'll also, whip her.
Shit, man, this is what it was like before the internet.
We're doing Faithless Friday. But then, anyway.
I tell you. Shit.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
These monks running around in the forest eating roots and tripping on mushrooms and writing the Bible. They thought of some fucked up shit.
Let's see what else we have going on in the world.
Can you imagine it? But Your Honor, he did beat his slave, and the slave died 72 hours later, past the 48-hour mark.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul, per the Bible.
We didn't talk about this yesterday. We didn't get to it. Speaking of our shitty governor here.
Oh, yes.
You saw Ron DeSantis, is now threatening to build a prison. Next,
oh my God.
Next to Disneyland.
Yeah, I saw that,
to get back at them.
This sounds like the beginning of an amazing action movie.
Ron DeSantis said yesterday the state might consider building a prison or potentially another amusement park next to land owned by Disney.
Oh, my God.
Amid his administration's ongoing feud with the entertainment giant.
Some competition.
I saw another story that behind the scenes, a lot of his donors are freaking out by how crazy he seems to have gone here in Florida. And that that it's not looking good for his presidential prospect.
Hey, donors, I'm so, so sorry that you're finally freaking out. Ow.
The governor's clash with Disney started when the company came out against his education plan, limiting the instruction of gender identity and sexuality in public schools. We call it the Don't Say Gay Law.
Right.
In response, DeSantis signed a bill dissolving the private government that oversaw Walt Disney World in the state.
That sounds so weird.
But outgoing Disney-friendly members of the board that oversees the district approved an agreement with the company that gave it developmental authority over its own park. New board members, handpicked by DeSantis, said the agreement stripped them of their ability to oversee the park's development. So
right!
The new incoming... DeSantis teat suckers.
Yes.
Have no power.
Right. And no brains. Because if I understood this story correctly when we did it, this board outthought the evil minions of DeSantis, right? They put this clause was in here and nobody saw it.
Right.
And it was signed. And they're mad that they signed something that they didn't read and right?
Well, did you see yesterday, I think it was yesterday, or when DeSantis came out with his bullshit, Disney went and announced their huge pride celebration.
Oh.
Coming up.
I mean, what kind of culture
they're like,
war
fuck you.
Are we in? Disney is having a launching a pride thing, and the governor's like, we're going to put a prison right next to Disney World. Why are we building more prisons, Ron?
Well, he's trying to punish them.
We don't need any more prisons. Yeah, he is. The competition thing is funny, though. Like, what park are they in? What theme park? Knott's Berry Farms, one of those?
Well, and he'll lose this one. I mean, if Disney were to say, okay, we're leaving, fuck it.
Yeah. Wow. What would happen, though?
We're packing up Space Mountain, and we're moving that fucker to Georgia.
This is what I mean. Nobody cares about Florida ever. Look at this crazy shit going down here. They want to build a fucking prison next to Disney World. You're like, wow, it's crazy down there, isn't it?
It's
fuck yes, it is.
DeSantis dick waving.
Help us. Yeah. Literally.
Well, he's going to take on that woke, that evil woke corporation.
It's so crazy. It's like, there are so many important things in Florida to deal with. Like, nothing drains here. The water's coming closer and closer. The hurricane season is more frequent. Surprise storms, snakes, guns, religious zealots, termites.
Saying that he will decide by May.
Yes.
Of whether he will join the presidential race.
Okay.
Is former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie saying he'll decide whether he's going to run. But he says neither Trump nor DeSantis should be president. He claimed that DeSantis' war with Disney proves he's not a conservative because he's punishing business.
Yes.
And then he went and slammed Daniels for paying off a porn star.
Is that what conservatism is about? Business? Is that what it's about?
I guess.
To me, it's about owning the libs. That's what it seems to have turned into.
Oh, yeah.
And conservatism is about tax cuts for rich people.
Exactly.
That's what that's about.
The
GOP is a party where the head of it makes Chris Christie look reasonable, but not really, but seem reasonable. It's fucked up.
He's passed out on the floor. Oh, the dog. Oh, hey, hey.
Right, right.
It's a jogger.
Come on, come on. Come on.
She doesn't like joggers. Hey.
Hey. Come on, Shelby.
She's very anti-exercise. Hey.
Right. She doesn't like it when people are doing weird shit.
She's from Alabama. She's like, people don't jog in Alabama.
Good girl.
Only when they're running away from something. So yeah, Chriska, there's Chris Christie. We'll see if he's going to jump into the octagon.
He's not jumping into shit. When does he get to throw out another pitch for the Yankees? I'm looking forward to that. You know who I would like to see throw out the first pitch at some baseball game? Ted Cruz. I think that would be fun, don't you?
Oh, I think he knows better. I really do. Although maybe he has. I wonder if he's...
No.
Wait a second.
Come on. Probably in Texas. The Rangers, maybe. I don't know.
I'm thinking some point throughout his career, he had to throw a first pitch.
We're talking about a guy that's had a political career. I can't think of a time when there hasn't been Ted Cruz now. And no one likes him. And he gets elected. It's so fucked up. How does anyone like him? No one likes him. But he wins the popular vote and stays in office. It really doesn't make any sense. He beat Beto O'Rourke, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Not by much.
Beto,
not by much,
what the
though.
Fuck? You got all this personality. How the fuck did you let... Let's look at it like this. We all loved him as a candidate. Put that aside for a second. How the fuck did he not beat that person? He's got all this personality and Ted Cruz beat him. What happened? There must have been a failure on their part.
Oh, they did chuck a beer can at him during the Astros World Series parade.
Shit. Hold on a second. You know, I've never thought about this. Could you put yourself, pretend you're Beto.
Yeah.
And someone comes to you and says, Ted Cruz just
in Texas.
But I don't care.
No, it's Texas.
More people voted for Ted Cruz than you. That would
not
fuck
many,
me up.
But it's still Texas.
That wouldn't bother you? He did say,
no,
I'm coming.
Texas.
He was like, fuck yeah, I'm coming for your motherfucking guns.
That, we
and
like that, but
that didn't help.
That might not have been the best messaging at that point in time for Texas.
I would just be like, I would have to go to a therapist and say, I have something to say to you. And the therapist would be like, I know. More people chose Ted Cruz over you. I'm glad you're here.
Whew. This is story.
Yeah.
Is from the, where the hell is it? Oh, here we go. Let me see if I have audio. We do.
Yes.
We might have the end times coming, Ryan.
Oh, cool. What is that going to entail?
Being ushered in by artificial intelligence.
Right. That's the only kind of intelligence around here.
Especially if they're starting to use artificial intelligence in voting machines.
Artificial intelligence changes everything. Everybody's got to be a machine person now. Democrats... Because with artificial intelligence, it changes everything. And now that it can be deployed, you can't have anything related to a machine have anything to do whatsoever with
of course, this is Steve Bannon.
You know what, Steve? What are you saying? That we all approach the voting booth naked and we, I don't know, we make a mark on a rock wall?
Well, but you know the expert he's talking to.
He's not talking to Rudy, is he?
Voting machines.
Anything related to a machine have anything to do whatsoever with a vote. It's got to be a paper frickin' ballot. It's got to be counted by something called a human being, sir.
Right. That's exactly right, Steve. And you're right. People are coming around to my
mad at myself.
The evidence.
You didn't think Lindell?
No, I you know what, that's what happens. I didn't really clear my mind and think properly. I was distracted. I don't know.
The evidence with the machines, the Yahoo and the left media this week, they called me a theorist instead of a conspiracy theorist. So things are changing out there, but we're at an apex in history, everybody. If we don't get rid of these machines in our elections, it's all.
Mike has gone a shade or two darker for spring in the hair and mustache dye, by the way.
Is he one of the top guys? I mean, you know, because, okay, this is Bannon's War Room, correct?
Yes.
Isn't this the top podcast for the insurrectionists? Isn't this their, I don't know what it is. Isn't this their Joe Rogan or some shit like that? Or
it's a big
maybe
one.
Joe Rogan's there, Joe Rogan.
Bannon's got one of the biggest podcasts out there.
No, it's among maggots.
No, out one of the larger.
Shut up.
That's general. Hey, stop.
That is depressing as shit. Be careful. That's depressing as shit, man. It's like, see Bannon's podcast? Like are you right? There's a sizable. I'm trying to think to, that makes me so depressed. I hate that. Why are people listening? Is there anyone listening that's subscribed to that fucking podcast right now? To this show, are you also listening to that show? Jesus.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they really categorize these.
Oh, is batshit crazy rapey people podcasts? It's the Steve Bannon. You want to be in the war room? Fuck no. I need to be boosted, masked up. And
top,
I want to be
top comedy podcasts. WTF with Mark Maron. God, I haven't listened to Maron in forever.
Yeah, me neither.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. I didn't know Conan's doing it.
Right.
Well, government lawfare podcast, health and fitness, history,
the war room,
kids and family, leisure,
hello,
music, news. The Daily, Up First, and Today Explained. I don't know any of those podcasts. Right.
You know, it's like it's hard for me to believe that there are. I guess there's a lot of people that are. Is the War Room on every fucking day?
The 12 most popular. Number one, the Joe Rogan Experience. Oh, man. Number two, the Daily, a daily news podcast by the New York Times.
Right.
Number three, This American Life.
Yay.
Number four, Crime Junkie.
I've listened to that shit.
Number five, Call Her Daddy is a sex-positive podcast hosted by Alexandra Cooper that covers topics related to sex, dating, and relationships.
That's right.
Number six is Office Ladies. Never heard of it. Number seven, Stuff You Should Know. Number eight, Pod Save America. There's the libs.
Okay.
Joining in. Number nine, Planet Money. And number 10, My Crab Favorite Diving. Murder.
Oh, okay.
11, Morbid True Crime Podcast. People love.
Oh, yeah.
Number 12, Serial. People fucking love these.
I've listened to all that
crime
shit.
Podcasts.
It is true, though. You know, and it this one kind of fucked up thing. It's like, I'm listening to all these. It's like you find yourself listening to a lot of cops. And sometimes you're like, oh, God, I don't want to hear from any more fucking cops on this fucking podcast. Anybody else that can talk about this shit?
We're at an apex in here. Nope.
No, I was just saying, if you can find any podcast where Chicago cops talking about anything, that's,
oh, the
pretty,
accent.
that's pretty compelling to me.
This week, they called me a theorist instead of a conspiracy theorist. So things are changing out there. But we're at an apex in history, everybody. What? If we don't get rid of these machines in our elections, it's over. I've been saying that for almost 2 years now, or over 2 years. And with the artificial intelligence, you won't even be able to catch him. You won't even be able to know. They'll know what you're going to vote for before you even think it. And with the place we're going, if you don't have elections with paper ballots hand counted by humans, now you're electing people that are going to be the ones that are controlling all of this new technology. So you better have some people in there that you trust that are for the people that are regular.
What about the people counting? It's the people counting we don't trust.
What about all the people listening to the War Room that are lapping this up and they're like, that's right. They will control us if we don't get the machines away from them.
We certainly don't want people like you and Bannon counting the votes.
No,
we don't want you people hand count, wink, wink, hand counting the votes.
Does Bannon respect Mike Lindell?
I don't know. I mean, he probably gets good ratings, right?
I mean, Bannon's not like Lindell. Bannon is, to me, is an opportunist. It's got to be a lot about the money. You know, he got picked up hanging out on that Chinese billionaire's yacht.
Right.
He likes fancy shit. But Mike Lindell's giving away his money in this whole thing. And so that's...
So you better have some people in there that you trust that are for the people that are regulating all of these things and putting, you know, we're working with the RNC, hopefully that they are going to endorse paper ballots, hand counting, get a resolution out there. And I'm working with them, the 168, so we can get everybody on the same page where, you know what?
If you get Los Angeles and New York and Miami to hand count, we will not be done counting by the time the next presidential election rolls around.
I mean, listen to this guy. He wants to wreck the fucking country. These people are fucked up.
The 168, so we can get everybody on the same page where, you know what? If we don't get rid of these computers and machines in our elections, it's over. It's over. It's end times. Everybody just pray. Everybody get as many people to the Lord as you can, and we all go to heaven. This is it.
Fuck it. Let's just.
Are you going to kill me?
What does that mean? Get everybody over to the Lord, and then that's it. We'll just go to heaven. What does that mean? Is he buying a lot of Kool-Aid?
He just said, let's get rid of all these computers and machines. Let's all go to heaven. That's some fucked up shit, man.
This is it, everybody. And this artificial intelligence, it's anybody that wasn't on board. I don't care what you think, or you've seen all our evidence, and it's over.
We know we haven't seen any evidence. Zero. That's the issue. There's been no evidence.
No, that's not true.
0.0.
Some evidence that was gathered kind of in this has been when they seized his cell phone, his iPhone at Hardee's. That was evidence.
I mean, evidence that the election was stolen.
Oh, no. There's been none.
Right.
It's anybody that wasn't on board. I don't care what you think, or you've seen all our evidence, and it's over. If you're not on board, then you better think again. When you look at artificial intelligence, they'll hide it so good you won't even know that, you know, you won't be able to catch the crime. You won't be able to do it because it'll all be pre-programmed and they'll decide what you're going to vote for.
He's fucking out of his mind.
He really is. He really is.
There you go. Mike Lindell blowing the family fortune.
God.
I wonder if he gets paid for the podcast.
If
he
gets
to show up on the War Room. A couple $100 from SAG-AFTRA.
He doesn't get shit. Because Steve Bannon says, come on and do this, and you can read your mattress code out or some shit. That's all it is. He gives him a spot. Right. It's so sad.
Got pillows.
Bannon's like, I gotta have a guest. I guess I have Lindell back. I don't have to pay him. He just gets to read his promo codes out. It's pretty, you know.
So that's Mike Lindell on the War Room.
I forgot what happened when he ran for RNC, correct?
Yes.
Did he win?
He had he felt he had a great shot, and he got 4 votes.
Out of how many?
A couple hundred.
I think that's outstanding, Mike. You are crazy as shit, and you got 4 people to vote for you to be in charge of all the Republicans. That's pretty cool. I mean, you're fucking nuts.
By the way, Dominion still has pending lawsuits against Newsmax, OAN, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell.
Damn! Shit. My God. That's crazy. Shit.
It's end times coming.
What's Dominion going to do with all that money? $787 million. What are they going to do with that? Put a Keurig in the break room?
Probably.
They should get it in. I would. You're in the voting machine business. Who knew it would be this nuts?
Oh, God, this tweet. The woke left is trying to destroy Mike Lindell for fighting for America. Patriots like you won't allow it to happen. Support My Pillow and save big with promo code Vote Trump. Promo code Vote Trump.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's in, and it says woke corporations canceled Mike Lindell and MyPillow because he's fighting for America.
Yeah.
Support companies and patriots who share your values.
Right. Jeez.
Mike Lindell. We got a massive big announcement today, brother. Can you give it to us?
Well, we're announcing the biggest summit I've ever had. You know, we had the Cyber Symposium last year. We had the Moment of Truth Summit. This is the election.
The Cyber Symposium, big bust. The Moment of Truth Summit, bust.
Do the crabs need to go to the Cyber Symposium? Do we need to do this? Well,
It's Missouri.
Oh. Well, it's...
Well, we're in Florida. What are we talking about? Look at you shitting on Missouri. Matt Gaetz is our representative.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Missouri's pretty backasswards, right? Except St. Louis. Why? All the same.
Yeah, Missouri is surprisingly fascist and crazy Christian.
They were just in the news for something.
For being Midwest.
State.
Some.
The kid that went to pick up his sibling was shot in Missouri. That's Kansas City? Or
yeah. And did you see yesterday also? Was it New York? New York, upstate New York, woman pulls in the wrong driveway, guy shot her, killed her.
Jeez. Wow.
This is yesterday.
She pulled into the wrong... Are you allowed...
A young woman looking for a friend's house was shot and killed in upstate New York after she and her friends turned down the wrong driveway.
Damn!
Kaylin Gillis, 20, was riding in a car in Washington County Saturday night with three other people.
Holy shit.
The group turned down a driveway... it doesn't matter, on Patterson Hill Road in Hebron, but quickly realized their error and attempted to leave. It's a very rural area. It's dirt roads, not a lot of cell service or any type of internet,
but
they were leaving, the homeowner stepped out onto his porch and fired two bullets at the vehicle. One of those bullets struck Gillis. The group attempted to call 911, but had to drive 5 miles.
Oh, my God.
To Salem before the call would go through. Responding medical personnel could not save her.
Jesus.
Officers went to the home and encountered its owner, Kevin Monahan. Monahan, 65, was not cooperative. He would not come out and talk to the police. We had a bit of a situation there, said the sheriff.
Did you guys arrest him or did you take him in or were you like those other little bitches that just let him go?
After a standoff lasting more than an hour, Monahan surrendered. He was charged with second degree murder. He has not said anything of substance to investigators. He remains behind bars in Warren County Jail.
How many officers did it take to subdue this guy?
Gillis was killed 2 days after Ralph Jarl, 16, was shot and wounded after knocking on the wrong door in Kansas City, Missouri. The suspect in the teenager's case was initially released, but later charged with two felonies.
This is a fuck your guns. Fuck your guns.
This is not true. It says Missouri is one of 30 states with so-called standard ground laws that allow property owners to shoot first and ask questions later. That's not true.
You can't shoot.
That's not true.
It's somebody backing out of your driveway.
Right. You have to perceive a threat, and someone just stepping on your property or someone knocking on your door is not enough to just perceive a threat.
And especially someone leaving. That person's leaving your property because it... Dumb fucking assholes. Hey, what kind of gun laws do they have in New York? I thought New York was a state where they had reasonable gun control laws.
Well, they don't have those laws in the Stand Your Ground, so he might be even more fucked.
Right.
Under New York law, you have a duty to retreat still.
Oh, okay.
So he has...
He's fucked.
Yeah, this guy's fucked.
God damn. All these guns, man. Who the fuck?
And I wonder who he voted for.
Oh, yes.
I wonder who the 84-year-old that shot the black kid voted for.
Oh, we know. Maggots. This is Maggot Central, baby. This is their shit. Maggots, here's what maggots do. They eat. They vote like shit. They shoot people that don't look like them because they're paranoid asshole bigot fucks. They vote like shit. I said that. What else? They're body language experts?
Only the dentists.
Oh, yes. They like to get lots and lots and have lots and lots of babies.
Oh, Fox won't have to issue on-air apologies.
Oh, my God!
According to a report.
Good for you guys. 780, that ain't nothing. That ain't shit. That's not shit. I wipe my ass with $787 million fucking dollars. Go fuck yourself. That's nothing to Fox. It's nothing.
Also in the news.
God, Dominion. Jeez. But it's like what you said. They're going to go get Rudy and go get all these individuals that are easier than the army of lawyers at Fox, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to get their billion out of Rudy.
No, they're not.
They're going to get their billion out of Sydney.
Maybe he'll help them with cybersecurity in exchange.
I'm going to dial your number with my butthole and talk to you. What a horror scene.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
I feel a sneeze coming on.
Could you imagine somebody saying, you'll never guess who I'm dating. They're my cousin. And his name is Rudy. Oh, my God. But you guys are cousins. So what?
Second
cousins. Who gives cousins, a shit?
I think. Wasn't it? Or was it first cousin?
We don't even know. It doesn't matter. Rudy doesn't know. He's shit-faced.
Who gives a fuck?
He didn't know he's marrying his cousin. It doesn't make a difference.
It looks like some parking structure collapsed in New York.
Damn.
One person killed. People trapped.
Jesus.
One person killed, multiple others trapped today after a parking garage collapse in Lower Manhattan.
Holy fuck.
Multiple cars on top of the concave roof. There's video, a woman screaming, God. Get out.
Jeez, man. That's gravity. Gravity's always coming to get us. It's never going to stop. Never.
See, this is why you need to just have... no cars in cities. Some cities are starting to do that in Europe, where there's right. These beautiful old cities. They're saying, you know what? Downtown, we're closing it off. No more cars.
Yes. And invest lots and lots into mass transit. Then you'll have a nice, fun society.
Man, it's a crazy, crazy picture.
From what?
Of this collapse. It's just piles of cars and concrete.
Oh, God.
Multiple spaces.
Listen, man, I think about that shit when I get in those parking garages looking around like, what if this shit went down? Oh, fuck this. I think about that.
I never did before.
You never did?
No.
You're all these cars are stacked one on each other. Yeah, shit, man, sometimes shit breaks.
But they do math and stuff to make sure that there's
enough support. Oh, did they? How did the math work out?
Well, this is probably...
somebody fucked up a square root.
It's probably ancient and hasn't been repaired, and somebody didn't follow laws. Probably some rich asshole, some developer or whatever that owns a parking garage, which are mints, by the way. If you know anybody that owns a parking garage in a city... That is printing money.
Really?
Just printing money.
Really?
What's the upkeep?
Well, you gotta... Well,
besides making sure it doesn't collapse, but I mean... but yeah, you hose it down. Yeah, I mean, there's no heat, there's no...
Right. And there's no maintenance if you just let it fall down. Right, like, think about it like this. Every other day, that parking garage has been perfect. This is your one bad day at work. You're right, though. It's got to be like, no, somebody fucking didn't check it out right, or I don't know. How do you make sure shit doesn't fall over? You just trust that people build it right, right?
And hope that the contractors didn't cut corners and use shitty materials.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And these developers were ethical.
Yeah. This is Oklahoma.
Yay! What country? That's near. That's in our country.
Yeah, different century, but yes. The same country. Oklahoma's governor is seeking the resignation of four county officials after a newspaper's audio recording. Have you heard this?
Yes.
Apparently captured some of them complaining about two of the paper's journalists and knowing hitmen where two holes are dug. And where two holes are dug.
Matt outdid this last night.
A portion of the recording was released by the paper. It also appears to capture one of the four making racist comments about black people. Shocker.
God, you know, fuck these people.
And all this guy did, I think, this journalist was just leave a cell phone recording somewhere.
Yeah, he left a recorder. He confirmed with his lawyer that he confirmed with a lawyer for the paper that it was legal to do this.
Portion of the recording was released. Okay, Governor Stitt. If you were to ask me who the governor of Oklahoma was, I would never.
I was about to say Sarah Huckabee Sanders, but that's the other state.
Governor Stitt said he was seeking the resignations of McCurtain.
Yes.
McCurtain County.
McCurtain.
Sheriff Kevin Clardy and three other county officials. Sheriff's Captain Alicia Manning. District 2 Commissioner Mark Jennings and Jail Administrator Larry Hendricks.
Get the fuck out, you sick fucks. What is your fucking problem? How do people like this end up... You know, how do these guys end up in civic, doing civic jobs like service, in civic duty? Like what? These people are a wrong fit for that.
The worst.
They should be... Filling
but that's our system right now.
Right. They should be in the administrative system of the Klan or something like that.
The governor, you know, gave a bullshit statement. I'm appalled, disheartened, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Is there audio of this somewhere? Let me see if I can find some of the audio.
I mean, you know, I don't know. These fucking these fucking sheriffs are insane, and it's a sheriff's department. God, that means these people were elected. There's somebody there was elected.
Quote, county officials discuss killing and burying Gazette reporters. This is apparently due to the fact that the paper has published unfavorable stories about the sheriff's office in the past.
No. They're insignificant in my life.
Yes.
Really. They bring
the whole thing. The is, you know,
goes around it.
It will. I told you it will.
Yeah.
I know where two big deep holes are if you ever need them.
You know, that's the district commissioner.
Right. I don't mean to laugh, and these guys are not funny, but
listen to these idiots.
These pumpkins.
Oh, my God, right?
These dumb shitbags. Nothing makes me more happier than this story that these guys got caught. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Well, I know where two big deep holes are if you ever need them.
I got an excavator.
The sheriff. I've got an excavator.
That's the sheriff saying
that's the
that.
Sheriff.
I'll be your
I got an excavator.
Well, I told you, Will.
Yeah.
Well, I know where two big deep holes are if you ever need them.
I got an excavator.
And these are our three dug.
I know where two big deep holes are if you ever need them. Well, I've got an excavator. Wait. These were already pre-dug.
Is Matt out when she said that she circled the word excavator?
she circled something.
She circled
something
on her paper all the time. I could hear that pen going.
Announce of what it would take to hire a hitman to do the job.
But the thing of it is, you know,
we actually told the truth.
I've known two or three hitmen that were very quiet guys.
I've known two or three hitmen that were very quiet guys.
Yeah.
And would cut no mercy.
Yeah.
In Louisiana. Because it's all mafia around
here.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, but here's the reality. If a hair on his wife's head, Chris Willingham's head, or any of those people that really were behind all that, if the hair on their head got touched by anybody, who would be the bad guy?
Who'd you blame for?
Yeah.
I've known two or three hitmen. They're very quiet guys. They would cut no bleeping mercy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is crazy. You know what? These are cops. They keep showing us who they are. That cop says, of course I know Hitman. And of course he does. Because they're in the mafia.
They're probably cops.
They're mobbed up motherfuckers. Yeah. Yes, of course.
I heard 10 or 12 people going to the sheriff. I said, let's get 20. They don't have a goddamn clue what they're getting into.
Oh, it, yeah.
Not this day and age.
It's a, but everybody.
So he's talking about people running for sheriff.
Right.
I heard the other day, he said, I heard two or 12 people going for sheriff. I said, fuck it, let's get 20. They don't have a goddamn clue what they're getting into, not in this day and age.
How many sheriff's department have the same fucking conversation all the time in the fucking break room? How many times?
Right, right.
After a city council meeting. And the original story was the fucking reporter wanted to bust these fuckers because they were doing city business after the fucking meeting, which is fucking illegal.
They were having secret meetings in this room.
Yeah.
And he wanted to catch them. So he snuck a cell phone in there. And guess what? They had a secret meeting.
That guy must have shit his pants when he was.
Tell you what they're getting into.
Not
this day and age.
But everybody.
I'm going to tell you something. If we're back in the day. Would Alan Marshall take a damn blackjack, whoop their ass, and throw them in the cell? I'd run for sheriff.
If it was back in the day when that Alan Marston would take a damn black guy and whoop their ass and throw them in the cell, I'd run for fucking sheriff.
I think we can defund this.
District Commissioner Mark Jennings said that.
Oh, my God, these fucksticks. How about a little Christianity? How about do unto others, motherfucker?
And blackjack whooped their ass and throw them in the cell, I'd run sheriff.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that no more.
I know.
Sheriff, wistful. That was the sheriff. Yeah, well, yeah. It's not like that no more.
I hope your fucking kids hear this, and I hope they realize that their fucking dad is a racist, fucking murderous piece of fucking shit, and I hope they learn that early in their lives so they can grow up and be better than this fuck. What a fucking cunt.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, it's not like
that
anymore.
I know. We're taking down a mud creek and hang them up with the damn rope.
Yeah.
But you can't do that. They got more rights than we got.
But you can't do that anymore. They got more rights than we got.
Rights. They got rights. They have the right to not be beat to death in a cell.
So not being able to lynch them anymore, it means they now have more rights.
They have less rights now.
They
got more rights than we got.
Dumb cops.
If it was back in the day, you'd take a damn black guy and whoop their ass and throw them in the cell. Now it's not like that anymore. I know. Take them down to Mud Creek and hang them up with a damn rope. But you can't do that anymore. They've got more rights now than we do.
The rights pie.
They've got more rights now than we got.
They think, these are some of these simpletons that think that there's only so many rights to go around. Like it's there's a bunch of rights.
Yeah, yeah.
And that if you take them all, they lose their rights because they're stupid racists. That's why they think that. They have kids, they have families. All these people are fucking poison. Fuck them. Fuck these cops. How many times do these cops have to show us who the fuck they are? It's how many stories? How much evidence do we have that they're racist pieces of fucking shit? Oh man. Woo.
Yeah, hiring hitmen.
You see that people showed up at that precinct. The people showed up at that precinct. And I don't blame them. Fuck that. Those people, those fucking pieces of shit sheriffs, they're supposed to serve and protect, not fucking lynch people and not fucking beat people. Man, fuck you.
But that's why they become police.
Shit, man. Listen, these fucking cops are idiots. They're like, oh, we defund. We're not going to reform. We're not going to do any of this. See how that works out. See how this ends up. God.
Also in the news.
You know what's great? These cops will lose their job and they'll get a job. They'll get a job somewhere else being a cop, right?
I don't know about the sheriff. Sometimes that's kind of a too high
he'll
profile.
He'll run for office. I think he'll run for office.
He'll go work for some private security firm like that.
For Blackwater. Or probably the Wagner Group. That's a good fit for you, you fucking fascist pieces of shit. Go work for those fucks.
Join us on Faithless Friday, everybody.
What Nazis we have in this country parading around as sheriffs. Jeez.
So, in the ongoing Ollie Alexander saga...
God damn.
apparently he, you know, Nick Fuentes is trying to slither away.
You really shouldn't flirt with children, Nick. I'm just going to tell that to you. You shouldn't flirt with children.
Well, it's like, not Nick, it wasn't. It was Allie.
I know, but Nick said that Allie's behavior, he goes, whatever, he was flirting with someone, right?
Oh, amid allegations that he has a long history of propositioning underage males, Allie Alexander has now been suspended from Twitter.
Wow, Elon.
Wow, Elon.
Jeez, way to bring the hammer down.
There was this accusation. This is the first time Ali has ever admitted that he is a bisexual or he is whatever. It's like, no, most of my audience has known that I carried on a bisexual lifestyle for most of my career, that I wasn't born that way, that it became a curiosity, expanded into this whatever. And we talk.
What do you mean you weren't born that way? Yes, you're born that way.
Isn't it a weird thing to say that I've been a bisexual most of my career?
Most of my career. Yeah, not his life, most of his career. I became a Republican strategist and decided I wanted to suck a little dick.
You know, the thing about this guy is he's so unlikable. I mean, this guy's.
Yeah, I don't.
It became a curiosity, expanded into this whatever. Ugh. And we talk about.
Again, A-team rose to the. To the five on the court in the basketball team. He was one of the top five in the insurrection line somehow.
When this guy's sitting there saying most of my audience knows I'm bisexual, my thought was that was like, you have an audience. Do you? He has an audience. Well, yeah. That is disgusting.
He expanded into this whatever, and we talk about it for hours and hours and hours on Periscope.
Okay.
And
my parents can't.
But it was also something that I said my faith was in contradiction to, and that I would never justify it or live and fully embrace that lifestyle, and was never a member of the community because it was a contradiction that all fornication outside of marriage is wrong. And, you know, people loved it. Actually, I was going to say people didn't like that, but
so he's saying, oh, everybody knew I was bisexual and that I said it was wrong fucking outside of marriage and they like that.
Allie, I don't know that anybody gives a shit about who you fuck. I don't know. Do people give a shit about that? It's the fact that you're doing freaky shit with kids, man, that you're asking for nude pics of children. I think that's the issue.
So hopping in,
yes,
and retweeting the Daily Beast story.
Retweet.
Daily Beast story. Stop the Steal organizer apologizes after being accused of asking teen boys for dick pics is the headline of the Daily Beast. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh.
This is disgusting. Textbook predation of underage boys. And Nick Fuentes was in on it.
Hashtag Nick New.
Damn.
She's even hashtagging.
Jeez.
Quote, in exchange for recanting his accusation, Fuentes and Alexander offered to get him a job in politics. That's from the Daily Beast story. And she says the FBI should investigate.
Is she trying to distance the insurrectionist movement from Allie Alexander? Because they like the stop. Yeah. They like the stop the steal, but they don't want to be associated with Allie Alexander. By the way, Pat's taking both. Oh, just one dog out. Oh, both dogs out. Shadow and Shelby are the interns today in the studio. I don't know. I guess he doesn't want to associate himself with Allie Alexander. To me, Allie Alexander is a gigantic fucking load, and I hate that I'm talking about him. How else would this fucking guy? That's what sucks about Donald Trump. Think of all the other people we could be talking about, but we're talking about Allie fucking Alexander. Only because Trump existed. That sucks. I don't even know. Like, what does Allie Alexander do? Is he like a gamer? Or is he just a straight up, like, asshole? Like a, I don't know. He'll probably get a show on Fox. Is Allie Alexander going to get a show on Fox? I could see that. He's sitting there with Maria Bartiromo in the green room. He's what? Oh, really? Oh, Allie Alexander on the Reawaken America tour. I bet Jim Brewer has to open for him, because in that scene, you know Ali Alexander's. Is he a huge star? Like, he's on the Reawaken America tour, and Chachi's like, okay, guys, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. Give it up for our headliner. You've seen him on Stop the Steal. Ali Alexander, everybody. Give it up for Ali. And people just start losing their shit and squirting all over the place.
I don't know.
Is that how popular this fuck is?
I don't know if he's that popular. Man, when an 85-pound dog pees, that's an event.
Yeah, he's a big dog, man.
So now Nick is swinging back.
Yay!
At Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, I love this. Popcorn.
You know what, Marjorie, you stupid bitch. It's on.
Gosh! Kaboom!
Oh, making popcorn.
Oh, boy.
You know what?
I thought, no. Hey, Nick, this is sad. Nick, this is sad. I remember you were speaking fondly of Mama Nazi.
You talked about her for president.
Right!
After she showed up at his AFPAC meeting.
Man, if you want her to be president and you think her voice is like the future of this country, then why don't you just let this little thing slide with her and still support her if she's that important? Is that, why are they just that fragile? Are they this petty?
You know,
these
people, they're trash.
Just can't do it.
You know what, Marjorie, you stupid bitch. It's on sight. I declare war on Marjorie Taylor Greene. Metaphorically, not personally. You stupid fucking bitch. You're ugly. You wear highlights in your hair. And you're fucking stupid. And we hate you. Yo, get this. You see her tweet? Check, yo.
Not a world-class roaster.
No, but I mean, you know, God, this is another show, a weird show where I'm agreeing with someone for a little bit.
You wear highlights in your hair, and you're fucking stupid, and we hate you. Yo, get this. You see her tweet? Check, yo, watch this. She retweeted an article from Daily Beast trying to smear me. How low can this woman go? She's best friends with pedophile Jew Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, my God.
Who's living in her campaign house with his black husband.
Milo is no longer gay, by the way, Nick.
Right.
And so what? Milo's like Catholic. He's not a Jew. Yiannopoulos is even a Greek name.
Why is it relevant that Milo's husband is African American? Why is Nick it relevant? Fuentes.
Husband. And now apparently he's writing her tweets. So you know what? I was going to drop it. I was going to let it go. But now it's on site. I'm going to Northwest Georgia. We're buying ads. We're putting up a website.
Holy shit.
I don't care what the outcome is. Every voter in Northwest Georgia is going to know this woman hired a pedophile Jew named Milo.
Now I want to do a billboard tour of Northwest Georgia.
Oh, God.
Hey, I've been to Northwest Georgia. Don't put those billboards up there. Leave those fucking people in the mountains alone. Don't upset them.
These small words.
Jeez, man. Yeah. You know, if I was on the tourism board of Northwest Georgia, I
you know what, Marjorie, you stupid bitch.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I would bring a class action lawsuit against the producers and screenwriter of Deliverance, James Dickey, the novelist. I would sue all those people because now their area is forever associated with Ned Beatty.
Outcome is every voter in Northwest Georgia is going to know this woman hired a pedophile Jew named Milo. We're putting it on the ad. We're putting it on the website. We're putting it on the billboard. It's on site. Marjorie Greene, number one enemy of the America First movement. You heard it here first.
Wait a second.
She should have no right to come at me. And honestly, I may even consider a lawsuit for her to insinuate that I'm like covering up for a pedophile. I mean, that's just straight up defamation. So I am considering a lawsuit, and I'm talking to people to see if I could put some money together for that, because I know a lot of people would put some money up.
I have a feeling the lawyers that would represent you are busy with Trump right now.
Does it? If you ask Nick Fuentes, hey, Nick, who do you hate more, Joe Biden or Marjorie Taylor Greene? He would have to say Joe Biden, wouldn't he? I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene actually agrees with a lot of what Nick says. You know what I mean? If Marjorie,
yeah, policy wise, absolutely.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is his number one enemy.
Well, right now,
good God, man! I mean, what the fuck do you want in someone?
Because she wants the FBI to investigate him.
Yeah, that I can see how that could cause like tension in the old relationship.
Newsweek: Marjorie Taylor Greene turns on MAGA names over teenage grooming claims. And then Nick Fuentes comes swinging back.
God.
Spectacular.
Shit, man. I'm looking forward to see how this plays out. What's Shelby barking at?
What isn't she barking at?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. Sidney Powell is trending. I wonder, yes. I don't know if she said something or.
I mean, if Fox is getting sued for $787 million, what's Rudy getting sued for? I mean, they can't go after
I think
Rudy
everyone's for commenting on Twitter about how fucked they've got to be and how much they must be sweating.
Rudy?
Rudy, Sidney Powell.
I thought, but Rudy is just part of the Fox lawsuit, right?
No. He's a separate.
He's just on his own.
Yeah, yeah. I think Rudy and Sidney are on the same ticket.
You know, Rudy,
for the lawsuits with Mike Lindell. Maybe.
Are you going to have the same amount of lawyers that walk in, like in Fox?
OAN Fox ain't got no $700 million.
Dude, the lawyers, the amount of lawyers that walked in on that, it really looked like an army. It was an army of motherfucking people in suits, very serious looking. You going to have that, Rudy? Is Rudy going to have that?
He doesn't have that kind of cash.
He's a lawyer. He could represent himself and save a little money.
Trump never paid him, so I don't know where he's getting his cash from.
I thought Trump was covering Rudy's defense, maybe.
No,
why are you laughing? That'd be nice. They're friends. They're close. Didn't Trump and Melania, or maybe it was another one, go out on a double date with Rudy and his second or first cousin?
Melania.
I don't give shit.
Melania, what's the status on the wooden statue of you back in, where is that statue at? I forget. It's where she's from. Where's she from now?
Who?
Melania.
Slovenia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that hideous blue wooden weird statue.
No, that was artistic. That somebody did.
I mean, I think it's cool, but it doesn't like look like her.
Well, you can't critique on what you're not seeing. You have to critique what you're seeing. That's what that looks like, her soul, her personality, all that wood.
I guess Margie also, she's back on committees. Let's not all.
Oh.
Let's remind all of ourselves.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
And I guess she got owned by another. This is great because, I mean, if these idiots are going to be there, if you've got your Boberts and your Matt Gaetzes and your Margie Greens on these committees, they're all just getting owned by all these witnesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are just making them out to be complete assholes. Like today, I guess it happened. I don't have audio, though.
They did a hearing, and they're running the hearings, right?
In the House. It's a shit show.
I don't understand that. So is Marjorie Taylor Greene in charge of a committee?
No, she's
somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
The intelligence community is able to figure out immediately who was leaking classified information in a Discord chat, but yet still doesn't want to say whether it came from the lab or didn't come from the lab. The intelligence communities seem to release or not release information based on how the information will affect the government that it seems to protect. Yet, unfortunately, so many times it doesn't release or not release the information.
This is something to do with COVID. They're having some
Listen.
Well, let's see. House hearing on COVID-19.
Yay! COVID.
This is Dr. Mark Lowenthal, a former intelligence agent.
Oh, and he gets to talk to this person, this mama Nazi. That's nice.
She says the intelligence community seemed to release or not release information based on how the information will affect the government that it seems to protect.
Oh, what kind of statement is... What's anybody supposed to say to that? Yeah, okay. I don't know.
The people that it serves, and I'll remind everyone, is paid for by the taxpayers of America. I would like to point out that the State Department fact sheet on January 15th, 2020...
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Let me get to the response. It's, you know, most of this bullshit is there's no... Where's the question? When are you questioning the witness? She goes 2 minutes and 37 seconds before she finally asks the question of...
And I'm going to say, in this, I don't know, I'm sorry, it's not relevant at all, but I don't give a fuck. Her outfit looks stupid. I hate that outfit. I don't understand why she's wearing that pastel blue shirt. Doesn't match any. There's no blue.
Like a what is that?
There's no blue in that pink jacket.
Like a light purple. Would that be like a lilac or something like that?
But I will say the person's blazer behind her is pretty cool with that kind of fake animal print. I like that. That reminds me of the 80s.
COVID-19 came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology or not?
Because the Chinese will not give us access to the information that we need. If they gave us the kind of access that Mr. Feith was talking about, if they gave us samples, if they gave us access to their records, and you will never be sure with the Chinese whether they're giving you the access that you want, we're never going to be able to say with a high degree of certainty. It's not. May I respond to something else that you said in your comments, Ms. Green? There is a vast, vast difference between tracking a leak on a social media site and determining the origins of this disease.
Oh, is that why you're playing that clip?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a good one, man. That's
on a social media site and determining the origins of this disease. And to compare the two is entirely fallacious, ma'am.
Dr. Lowenthal, you've said that you keep your intelligence claims and information nonpartisan. In 2018, Mr. Lowenthal, you were quoted in the New York Times saying that President Trump is the best president that Russia ever had. That sounds pretty political to me.
I was no longer an intelligence officer at the time, ma'am. I'm a private citizen.
I think you have a difficult time keeping your political opinions out of your political analyst.
He's not a... he's not an analyst for the government anymore, you hag.
And you're wrong. She doesn't know. Who wrote this for her to say? Did someone give her this?
Some toady, staffer.
This is them owning. They get owned in these hearings.
It's pathetic. It's really pathetic.
And you know, she's questioning. I don't know how anybody feels about the guy she's questioning, but the guy is a lot smarter than her, so...
That's the bar's low, but yeah.
Kind of owns her.
Also,
God.
We've got.
But he said, I want to address it. That claim you made is fallacious, and she didn't really respond that much.
She didn't know what the word meant, probably.
That's what I thought. She wasn't. Hey, dude, everybody listen to me. Here's a learning moment. When you're owning people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, watch yourself. With these words, because they won't get them, and they won't be hurt like you want them to. She don't know fallacious. Fallacious.
She thought it was dick sucking.
Fallacious.
Gazpacho.
Use that word.
Right.
Why did this guy want to talk about oral sex?
I'm calling the gazpacho. I'm causing the calling soup on you.
I was reminded yesterday of a story.
Yes.
That popped up from April 5th of 2018.
Okay. He's got a giant bone.
One of the bones, yeah. Just to remind you the headline here.
Right.
This is the Daily Mail. Saudi crown prince bragged that Jared Kushner gave him CIA intelligence about other Saudis, saying, "Here are your enemies," days before the corruption crackdown, which led to torture and death.
So Jared Kushner gave MBS Jamal Khashoggi? Is that what this means?
Possibly, but definitely list of here's your cousin who's talking shit about you. Here's your uncle who doesn't think you should get the crown, who thinks your brother should get the crown. And those people went to jail or disappeared or all kinds of stuff.
Is Jared Kushner this like secret, like little fucking
angel? Yes.
Like
monster.
He's like an operative.
Yeah.
He's giving locations of people on hit lists.
And he got
$2 billion
in return.
God, man.
To finance his shitty 69 building.
And all he has to do is just help out these fucking thugs and authoritarians.
Yeah, I pulled that one again because I was like, let's remind ourselves about what these Trump's son-in-law does with classified materials. Imagine what was going on.
They're selling
with the
shit
that was in that room at Mar-a-Lago.
You know, listen, let's be honest about the Trump administration. It was open house, open season, horrible people come here. We're having a yard sale. We're selling everything. Everybody made a joke that Trump would leave with shit. He did. The nuclear secrets.
Right.
Fuck, man.
Wasn't there some art, too, that they were talking about? Like, some sculptures or something? They're like, wait a minute. You can't. Those belong to the National Archives. You can't walk out with that shit.
It pisses me off that these radicalized fucks are never going to understand that Trump played them and Trump fucked them and Trump used them to get into office to enrich himself. And he doesn't give a shit about them. He didn't pardon anyone from January 6th. Not one.
By the way, the sheriff's department the sheriff that we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Who was
the excavator?
Yeah.
You got the excavator. I got an excavator.
Is now saying he was recorded illegally.
Who gives a shit? I don't fucking care.
And that he's going to file felony charges.
File away, motherfucker, because the journalist checked with the lawyers of his paper twice.
A statement on the sheriff's office Facebook page. The first public comment since these comments were broadcast does not address the recorded discussion, but calls the situation complex and one we regret having to address.
Oh, yeah, I bet. No, that's the most honest thing you'll ever say. No shit you regret getting caught, you dumb fucks.
The sheriff's statement calls the past 72 hours amongst the most difficult and disruptive in recent memory.
Shit, man. Fuck you.
There is and has been an ongoing investigation into multiple significant violations of the Oklahoma Security of Communications Act, which states that it is illegal to secretly record a conversation in which you are not involved and do not have the consent of at least one of the involved parties. But there are always exceptions in these laws of recording a crime being committed.
Yes. And the crime was they were doing were doing county business after the fucking meeting, and they're not supposed to. But I could see why they maybe wouldn't want to talk about this business at the meeting, you know? The excavator. They got holes they could throw black people in. What the fuck is wrong with these fucks?
And the newspaper said they talked to two different lawyers. They were like, it's cool.
Absolutely, they did. And you know what? I don't give a fuck if it's illegal. Who fucking cares? We exposed some racists that are murderous. That are murderous. They have holes dug. And what everybody's thinking, oh, these dumb fucking rednecks. Why don't we take it seriously? Let's go see if those fucking holes exist. Oh,
the sheriff's office said there's been a large number of threats of violence, including death threats.
You made the death threat.
Against unspecified county officials and employees.
These bitches have such gall and such fucking nerve on that recording. It couldn't be more clear. They are threatening people. They're actually talking about practical ways they could kill someone. And then they have the nerve to say they feel threatened. Are you out of your fucking minds? You are psycho. You are fucking sadistic psycho motherfuckers. It's a shit. These people shouldn't have guns walking around. and I want an investigation. I want someone, I want that guy deposed, and I want that guy to tell me the names of the hitmen he's bragging he's about right. knowing. Who do you, why do you, you, I caught you on tape saying you associate with mafia hitmen. Who are they? Give me their fucking names.
And I think we need to look at those two holes.
Yes.
That other dude says he's got.
All the holes. We need to be up in all their holes because we should assume there are bodies in holes. Do you think, does anybody think that these people just got here the other day? They have a whole long storied career of law enforcement where they probably have people buried out there in the fucking woods. You know what I mean? You don't say that shit out of a void. I want to find that extractor and look at it. God, these fucks.
Oh, look, time's flying. Did you see Mitch McConnell said they're not going to help.
We ain't going to put no activist judges on there.
They're blah, not going to help, blah. Yeah.
No fucking shit, motherfucker. Nobody thought you were, you turtle-headed fuck. We know you cheated in that last election. Fuck off. Nobody talks about it.
I just saw this update. The sheriff says they were... they will be forwarding the findings to the appropriate authorities for felony charges to be filed on those involved.
Holy shit, Merrick Garland. Get out of bed and send some motherfucker down to take care of these guys. These people are fucking Nazis. These are fascists. These are absolute fascists. They're laughing about it. And to me, I would be disturbed that in a public meeting, how many people are in that room? Imagine, you're law enforcement and you're so comfortable that with all these people in the room, you will talk openly about contacting a hitman. That's how brazen it is? What else is going on in this motherfucker? Jeez.
In the related theme of maggots attacking each other and being trash and
yes.
just yes. being monsters.
Sure.
Now, this is also the Daily Beast.
Right.
The fake GOP electors, you know, you remember them.
Oh, yes.
Everyone's like, I'm a Trump elector and I vote for Trump.
Right, right.
And then they were Mike Pence was supposed to play ball and say, well, yes. I'm very confused because
right.
there's two sets of electors from Georgia. I'm not sure what to do. We have to postpone this.
Yes. And he was like, Dan, can I say that? Dan Quayle, can I say that or can I not say that? I really want to.
But he was interrupted in the process by people chanting, yes. Hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. The fake GOP electors in Georgia that Trump recruited as part of his failed attempt to stay in power.
Yes.
Are now ratting on each other.
Damn. Oh, my God.
According to court documents filed today.
Oh, boy, guys. It turns out there's just no honor among you insurrectionists.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, the Atlanta area prosecutor who is investigating Trump's effort to upend American democracy yes. there. Laid out the details in a legal memo to a state judge, one hinting at criminal indictments to come.
Shit.
According to the memo, prosecutors in July last year dangled immunity deals for some of these, quote, alternate electors who were willing to cooperate
right.
with the investigation.
I mean, it is, I would be, aren't you curious on how did they get recruited?
What do you mean? The prosecutors call them up and say, hey, you're being, you know, investigated by this stuff.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. How are these fake electors recruited? How did they find them? They just look for the craziest fucking maggots you could.
Yeah, some of them were state legislators, weren't they? And some of them were.
Oh, okay.
They just put together a crew of idiots who would be willing to...
It was easy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it was easy. I guess there wasn't much to it.
That was Rudy's gig, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Rudy had the form letter that he copied and sent out? Yeah. And Sidney Powell, that was their vibe.
That's right.
So they were offered these deals, but their defense lawyer is now being accused of never telling them about the potential deal.
Right.
Following a special purpose grand jury recommendation in December, that the DA seek indictments against some people involved in the fraudulent scheme. Investigators have turned up the pressure. It turns out these Republican officials and political operatives are now starting to squirm, identifying illegal behavior by their colleagues while trying to save their own skin. Jeez. A sudden pivot that came when Willis's investigation met with those electors last, fake electors last week.
Man, it's just all crumbling down.
In the court filing, Willis explained, quote, Wednesday and Friday, some of the electors stated that another elector committed acts that are violations of Georgia law and that they were not party to these additional acts.
Somebody's turning.
That description means, this is the Daily Beast, that certain Republicans are now identifying crimes committed by a colleague trying to distance themselves from that criminal behavior.
Everybody's trying to stay out of jail. The thing about this insurrection shit, I imagine at the beginning for these fucking morons, it was fun, right? We're planning an insurrection. I'm going to be a fake elector. Here's my costume. Here are my props. This is so much fun. We love it.
Willis says the situation has created an impracticable and
jeez, that word is impracticable,
an ethical mess.
Yes.
Because 10 of these fake electors have one lawyer who can't advocate for clients who are simultaneously trying to rat each other out.
Why don't they only have one lawyer?
They group 10 of them grouped together and have one lawyer. The DA's office is using these details to make the case that the judge should intervene and disqualify the defense lawyer, citing a conflict of interest.
Of course. I can't think of more of a conflict of interest. I'm testifying against someone that my lawyer is representing.
And this will be a shock. The DA is also accusing the lawyer of highly unethical behavior. Noting how several fake electors interviewed last week revealed that they were never told about the potential immunity deals.
He fucked up? They didn't tell him because
Kimberly Burroughs Debrow.
Who's ever paying that lawyer has no interest in these fuckers getting immunity and talking, right?
I mean,
where's the money coming to pay this fucking lawyer that they all grouped together and got? Is it them or is it like?
The DA Trump said the failure is in direct conflict with what Debrow, that's the lawyer, her fellow defense lawyer Pearson said, told the judge last year. Debrow is a former local prosecutor in a neighboring county. The DA's filing is the first indication of who exactly will get hit with criminal charges when Willis seeks an indictment through an Atlanta grand jury expected in the coming weeks. Debrow is representing 10 of the 11 fake electors. One smart one.
Wow. There's one smart one.
Then there's a list of names, none of which
money from that lawyer must come to pay that lawyer must come from a maggoty source, because the maggot lawyer would not want these maggots to take immunity.
The list of these names that mean nothing to me, though, or us, is a who's who of Georgia politics.
Oh, okay.
Three of them have been members of the Georgia Republican Foundation, a fundraising group that attends VIP dinners touts connections to Trump and his associates.
Hi, can I meet Scott Baio?
One is a lobbyist who serves as the GOP's chairman in Georgia's 11th congressional district. I think that's Margie's, the 11th.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Well, another one is the state's GOP treasurer.
Jeez.
The treasurer of the Republican Party. Another one is the state's first vice chairwoman.
This is crazy.
Another is an activist who founded Georgia Conservatives in Action. And finally, another one recently worked on Kelly Loeffler's failed Senate bid.
I forgot about that person. Holy fucking shit, man. So these electors aren't necessarily, they're not obscure figures. The fake electors.
And one of them, Kathy Latham,
Latham
was previously the top GOP official in a rural Georgia county who coordinated a secret operation to have conspiracy theorists examine local election system computers in early 2021.
Yeah.
It was exposed by the Daily Beast and is now under investigation, criminal investigation. Wait,
where is this in Georgia?
Rural.
Ah, God damn it.
Rural Georgia.
That's
county,
not, that, you know what? There's so many crazy parts of rural Georgia. It makes a difference well, here, where maybe it is. I can, is it where the alligators are? Or is it up, it's up north with the hillbillies that will rape you in the woods?
Aren't those, is there a bleed over there?
Well, yes, that's true. I don't know. I think the North Georgia mountains are, they're pretty, but they're creepy.
Texts reveal GOP mission to breach voting machine in Georgia.
They don't have one fucking lawyer. And they're testifying against each other. And the lawyer didn't tell them about the immunity deal. There's no way you forget that. Oh, yeah. Anything else, Mr. Lawyer? Oh, yeah, I forgot. You were offered immunity. You should have led with that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's crazy.
That's nothing you forget. I'm not a lawyer, but would you forget that if you're a lawyer? Your client was offered immunity. Fuck, you were offered immunity. I forgot.
Coffee County? Does that help
no,
you?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know Georgia? What the fuck that is. Does they have a map of it, where it is?
No, I can look it up. Coffee.
There's so many horrible little hamlets in Georgia that you just don't think of. Because people think of Atlanta, maybe Savannah, that's it. But Jesus, under Atlanta and in between Savannah, it's just this vast nothingness of...
Douglas?
Douglas County?
Douglas, Georgia is in the center of Coffee County.
Oh, okay.
Which is in the southeast, south center part of the state, maybe.
That sucks. That sucks. We confirmed this area sucks. I mean, do you like Vidalia onions and pecans? You can get a job picking those. It's so hot down there. It's hot and flat down there. And so many snakes. There's also a lot of snakes in North Georgia Mountains, too. So many cottonmouths down there in South Georgia. In North Georgia, there's more rattlesnakes.
So there you go. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, there's other fake electors in other states that are being looked into, right, and prosecuted and things like that, being charged with things.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
But this one is, the ones in Georgia, apparently, trying to fall over themselves to rat on each other.
You know what?
But they all have one lawyer.
Yeah.
Who's corrupt as fuck to begin with?
Who was the mastermind behind this coup?
Which coup?
Well, you know, the January 6th in the White House. Who thought of this and sold it to Trump?
Wasn't it Rudy? And
it was Rudy. This makes sense.
And a couple of the others that...
See?
Yeah, and when once Rudy distanced himself a little bit from... Sidney Powell and the Dominion claims, he started going full tilt on the, well, we'll do this. We'll put up these electors.
See, this is scheme. Why, you know, I just want to say that there is a difference between, you could say, Democrats and Republicans, especially in how the White House is run. Obama and I don't think Biden has anybody running around like Rudy drunk, just in someone's ear. Just like, Trump was influenced by Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, look at Rudy. a guy that was our president was talked into an insurrection by that drunk fuck. That's crazy.
I wonder if Trump has reacted on Truth.
Oh, yeah. He's, I don't know. You think he's depressed? Did he react? Is there a Festivus update?
As of 10 minutes ago, my digital trading cards sold out in record time.
Shut the fuck up.
Approximately $4.6 million. A great honor, and I hope everyone is happy, healthy, and wealthy. All caps. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You bought an NFT from Trump, you stupid moron.
He made $4 million today selling NFTs, he said. Jeez.
Oh, and you know this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
Will I be calling you? Donate. I'll give the donor who helps us officially cross $15 million a personal thank you call. Lies.
Bullshit.
Lies.
I don't believe that. He makes Eric do that. And Eric, call that person and do... Eric is a good Trump impersonation.
What is this?
Hello.
Oh, boy.
You know,
Hello again. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump, with some news you are going to really love. A few months ago, we almost broke the internet when I announced my Trump digital trading cards. These beautiful Trump cards made headlines all
Remember,
over.
Remember, these were the cards where they used like catalog model pictures and photoshopped Trump's head on top of them.
I was on Twitter looking for Trump pics for promos, and there was a lot of these NFT like. Let me see.
Oh, here's one of Trump holding up the fucking Liberty Bell.
You know, that reminds me. Do you remember when Alec Baldwin held up those? They weren't bells. It was like brass. Oh, they were brass balls he held up against his dick. Remember that in Glengarry Glen Ross?
Oh, yeah.
Balls. You gotta have balls.
Gotta have balls.
That's what this reminds me of.
6 hours ago.
Very masculine. Yes.
I hope everyone notices, and I'm sure the fake news won't, that I'm leaving the price of trading cards the same as last time, even though they are selling for many times more. It's called the market and sold out almost immediately because I want my fans and supporters to make money and have fun doing it. Aren't these... Doesn't he get a cut?
Yes.
In the future, every
king.
Time. Yeah.
It's fucking insane. Do you know what some famous people do? They appreciate their fan base, and they don't try to nickel and dime them to death. They don't make them buy dumb shit. Because they love their fans, but you're not like that. You're obviously not like that. He just wants to milk these fuckers, and he doesn't give a shit. What's the overhead on that? How much is a trading card?
Nothing. They got some asshole to steal stock footage and Photoshop it.
How much?
He's probably got Baron Photoshopping in the background.
How much is a card, though? How much is it? Does it have a price? There might not be a lot of, there might not be a lot of profit margin on this, depending on the materials they use.
Well, it's sold out.
So we can't.
$99.
What is it? It's a card?
Series 2 digital trading cards, only $99. Collect your own rare digital collectible trading card NFT by digital. President Trump. These are just like baseball cards, but you collect them digitally on your computer or phone. All you need is an email address and a credit card or crypto to start collecting 1, 10, 20, or 100. Instantly become part of the new league of collectors.
You don't even have to print these motherfuckers. There's no overhead. They create a... You create
Each
a file.
Series 2 Trump digital trading card has a unique pre-assigned rarity. Some will be one of ones, the only one in the world, while others will be limited. No Trump digital trading card will have more than 10 copies in existence.
Okay, let me cut through the bullshit. Will be lots and lots and lots of every trading card, and there will be lots of them, and these are lies. See, these are lies. Do we believe, like...
Let me see. I'm just watching these scroll by.
Oh, I love these.
Trump is the king of hearts on a card. Trump... Rocking out in a leather outfit, playing a guitar like Elvis. Trump serving Trump with a with a with, well,
that?
it's an earth.
It's a flaming lion.
It's an earth with a giant lion that's made out of flames.
No, that's
wearing a crown that says 45, and Trump is standing next to him.
Is that nuclear warming? Is that what that? That symbolizes nuclear warming. That's crazy. But they're digital, so no one's printing these. There's no overhead.
Oh, Lordy.
The overhead is it has to be put on the blockchain, correct?
Well, yeah.
How do you do that? I don't even know what that, how do I do that?
I don't fucking know.
I'm going to put something on the blockchain. I Google, how do I put this shit on the blockchain? That's the overhead, is the time to.
I mean, I'm assuming they have their own blockchain of Trump collectibles.
There's not just one blockchain that everything exists on. There's a lot of different blockchains.
No. Oh, God.
I'm just trying to understand the expense of taking these digital files to market and how much of that $99 is left over as pure profit and how much.
Well, he found one of the yak sticks.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. How much is profit and how much? It's all profit.
No, it's there must be some overhead. How much do they pay these techs and these artists to put these together?
So that's the latest, one of the latest
Jesus
truths.
Christ.
He made $4.9 million today on these fucking.
I feel like no one's, and I looked at some of these and you described the most interesting one. And I think that they're not thinking about them too deeply. The design.
He's mad at Elon and Twitter for something today because he's retweeted a couple of stories.
Right.
Here's one from March 31st from The Federalist. Twitter will never stop censoring conservatives.
Okay.
Eight hours ago. I don't believe Elon Musk voted for Biden. Not for a minute. He told me that he voted for me, but who knows about that and who cares? Elon is just trying to make friends. Did Elon say he voted for Biden?
I don't know. Did he? Elon did not say that. I thought Elon... Oh, I don't know. God, him and his big fucking starship.
Man, Trump throws tantrum after Elon Musk admits backing Biden.
Jeez.
I guess... Oh, here we go.
Do you think Twitter will be as central to this presidential campaign as it was in the last several?
I think it will play a significant role in elections, not just domestically, but internationally. The goal of new Twitter is to be as fair and even-handed as possible, so not favoring any political ideology, but just being fair at all.
Why doesn't Facebook do this? I know that Zuckerberg has said, and I take him at face value, that he... I do actually.
Look at Elon laughing. Jeez. That's Tucker, by the
right,
way.
Right,
right. Elon laughing at Tucker saying he takes Mark Zuckerberg at face value.
Right, right. That's a weird thing to say about Mark
the
Zuckerberg.
Billionaires hate each other.
Because his face looks like that of an android to me.
And I take him at face value that he... I do actually in this way, that he is a kind of old-fashioned liberal who doesn't like to censor. He has, but he, you know... Like, why wouldn't a company like that take the stand that you have taken? Which is pretty... rooted in American traditional political custom, you know, for free speech.
My understanding is that Zuckerberg spent $400 million in the last election, nominally in a get-out-the-vote campaign, but really fundamentally in support of Democrats. Is that accurate or not accurate?
That is accurate, yes.
Does that sound unbiased to you?
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
So you don't see hope that Facebook will approach this as a
Zuckerberg spent if he spent that money on get out the vote stuff, regardless,
yeah,
that doesn't mean that his platform was it fucked us all with
yes.
Trump. It was not anti-conservative
that's
at all.
What I don't understand. Why aren't they talking about the money that Russia spent buying Facebook ads? Why don't they talk about that? Tucker just asked Elon, why isn't Facebook like Twitter? That's the stupidest fucking shit.
I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I actually voted for Biden. Not saying I'm a huge fan of Biden, because I would think that would probably be inaccurate. You know, we have difficult choices to make in these presidential elections. It's not. I would prefer, frankly, that we put someone, just a normal person, as president. Yep. A normal person with common sense, and whose values are smack in the middle of the country. You know, just center of the normal distribution, and I think they'll be, that they would be great.
The problem is there is no normal distribution right now.
Right.
You've got an outsized, insane right that is funded by corporations, gazillionaires trying to keep their wealth.
There's a war on fucking poverty. That's what's happening. There's a war on poverty.
So that's why Trump is upset.
Right.
I don't believe Elon Musk voted for Biden. Not for a minute. He told me that he voted for me, but who knows about that and Trump. Who cares?
I'm so sorry. This hurts you. This hurts his feelings.
Elon is just trying to make friends with the absolutely horrible Biden administration because all the government subsidies he gets and all the permits he needs, his space company, car company, battery company, tunnel company, even Twitter, which was illegally controlled by the FBI, need government help and subsidies. He's just mending fences.
You know, Trump, I'm going to be honest with you. Elon doesn't like you. And Tucker doesn't like you. And we know this. And that must hurt your feelings. Do you think that bothered him? Do you think when he was sitting, at home watching Fox News and he's got his filling that diaper, do you think he's sad when he saw the text with Tucker saying he couldn't stand Trump? Do you think that hurt his feelings? Do you think that?
Yeah, I think he was upset by that. I don't think he has feelings per se, but yeah.
Nobody likes you. Elon doesn't like you. Tucker doesn't like you. I don't think Melania likes you very much.
9 hours ago, DeSantis is being absolutely destroyed by Disney. His original PR plan fizzled, so now he's going back with a new one in order to save face. Disney's next move will be the announcement that no more money will be invested in Florida because of their governor. In fact, they could even announce a slow withdrawal or sale of certain properties or the whole thing. Watch. That would be a killer. In the meantime, oh my God, I agree with Trump. This is what I said earlier.
Yeah.
That would be a killer. In the meantime, this is also unnecessary. A political stunt. Ron should work on the squatter mess. The squatter mess.
A political stunt? You have a problem with political stunts?
Oh, right.
Where is Disney going to relocate to? As no one's answering that question for me, and I'm curious. Alabama? They really should put it in Alabama. Disney could be in Alabama. Where was there a lot of space? Put it somewhere that sucks. You know what? You know who needs Disney? Don't laugh and don't say it's a bad idea. Gary, Indiana. they need something nice like
Disney
that.
Disney Chicago, they would call it.
Florida,
you know they're calling it Disney Chicago.
Those people don't need Disney World. The people of Gary, Indiana. Put Disney in Gary.
There's a Disney in France.
Well, I know. You know, if you went back to France, how many days did you spend?
I would strangle my children if they were like, we have to go to Euro Disney while we're in Europe. I would be like, that's it. I don't know what's going on here. Yesterday, since leaving Washington, this guy made a statement. Since leaving Washington, I haven't heard much about Little, Liddle.
Yeah.
Mick Mulvaney, perhaps the dumbest person, along with John Bolton, working at the White House.
Is he John Bolton just gets shrapnel?
He was acting chief of staff because I never would have named him to the permanent position. Merely a backbencher who once gave a news conference that was legendarily bad. He is now with CBS Fake News. And should be grateful to the man who made him famous. This guy was uncharismatic, a born loser. No wonder they have no ratings. So he's hate watching CBS.
Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. hate listen to the crabs, Trump. We're on Spotify and Stitcher and the podcasting app. In the internet.
Nobody has been stronger for the Second Amendment than President Donald J. Trump. And yet, Ron DeSantis took an advertisement this week saying, of all things, I was in agreement with crazy Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Not. All caps in quotes. Not. Wow. That's like Democrat disinformation.
Yeah.
This weekend at the NRA convention in Indianapolis, I had by far the biggest crowd and got not even close the most enthusiastic ovations. I was there in person. DeSantis didn't even show up. Was concerned he would be booed. I'm surprised he didn't say like Mike Pence was.
No, he's
wrong. That's still my favorite was Mike, when Trump was.
He's concerned he's going
to
be booed.
When he was talking to the NRA crowd about how they booed Mike Pence.
Well, hey, Trump, at least they didn't try to hang him, you know. That's what Mike was thinking.
Oh, my God.
See, if I'm Mike Pence, I don't mean to get off on a tangent. I know it's close to the end, but if I'm Mike Pence and I'm at a convention and I start getting booed, I'm looking at my security if I have him. I'm like, am I going to get hung at this motherfucker? How angry are these fuckers? Does he still have Secret Service?
He
should.
Don't know.
Fuck that homophobe.
I don't know.
Fuck him. Who gives a fuck?
Maybe.
Fuck him.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yay.
We'll do it again.
That's where's right, Pat.
Music? Don't dare stop me, music. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings to all. We'll hit you up again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.